Hey, welcome to the Real Estate of Life with Kevin Riles. This week, to LLC or not to LLC? That, my friends, is the question. We're going to talk about asset protection. I get calls all the time about people want to protect their assets in real estate. So to LLC or not to LLC? That is the question. DJ, hit that music, please.
Support for this program comes from the Digital Broadcasting Network, presenting podcasts and web series from everyday people who have an extraordinary passion to make the world a better place.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Estate of Life. This is your host, Kevin Riles. It is just me this week. I tried to shoot a podcast episode at my house. You saw it online. If you go to kevinriles.com and look at podcasts, the last podcast you see is me in my office. And I didn't like the way it looks, so I'm back in the studio today. I'm back with Mr. Producer. You know, I know he missed me. I know they missed me here at the worldwide headquarters of the Real Estate of Life, also known as the Forward Times Building in Third Ward, Texas. I know they missed me. You know, we reunited, but it feels so good. Reunited, but it feels so good. So if you listen to this in your car, in your headphones, hit me with a text or at Kevin Riles on Twitter, at Kevin Riles in Snapchat, at Kevin Riles on Facebook, and let me know if you like my singing, because I'm sure the bass in that voice is just so good. But I digress. You can tell I'm glad to be back in the studio. I'm glad to be back. It's just so much easier to come in here and talk to a mic and then trying to set it up, and y'all saw I had the headphones on, and then Mr. Producer called me and said, why you got the headphones on? What you need the headphones for? You don't need to hear yourself. And so anyway, I just felt inadequate, you know, when you don't know what you're doing. And I'm a computer science guy, you know, computer engineer. Anyway, I digress. I keep digressing. We're going to talk about to this week, to LLC or not to LLC? That is the question. I came up with that on the ride over here. I just thought it was very clever because I remember in Mr. Producer, we went to high school together. This is not going to give away who he is because, again, remember, when I give away who Mr. Producer is, that'll probably be my last podcast. That's like a cliffhanger, like who shot JR. We had an English professor, Mr. Producer, named Ms. J. At the school that we went to. I don't know, did you have Ms. J? Ms. Vogel, okay, gotcha. So she was right next door to Ms. J. But I don't know, we had to recite Shakespeare as a class project. And I chose to be or not to be. That is a question for a disnobler, and that's all I remember. And I got like a C on that. But anyway, I just thought that was real good. To LLC or not to LLC, that is the question. So anyway, I'm in a good mood today. I'm really in a good mood. So I get questions all the time. Should I buy this property, this investment property specifically, in my name, or should I set up an entity to do it? Or some people don't even know that they should set up an entity to do it. And so let me state unequivocally at the beginning, to LLC or not to LLC, you should LLC. You should LLC. So first and foremost, Kevin, what is LLC for those of you that may not know? LLC is stands for a limited liability company. Limited liability company. It is a company or entity that you set up that has a myriad of uses. Some people set up LLCs to run their businesses, you know, whether it be real estate related or not. Real estate is a business, and so setting up an LLC has a lot of advantages as far as asset protection. What I mean by asset protection? Your real estate is an asset, and you want to protect it and yourself from things that you may not see going forward. So as an example, if you own an investment property, I'm doing a deal right now of a 24-unit apartment complex, and I was surprised when I looked up the tax records on this particular complex to write the contract that the owners own it in their personal names. So the reason I was surprised is because on a 24-unit apartment complex, especially where this one is located, the odds of something happening on site that would put them legally in jeopardy are great. And so right now, if something happened on that apartment complex, someone fell, someone died, one of the units burned down and it was deemed to be something that the landlord did as far as a repair, then they would get sued and all of their personal assets are in jeopardy. So their own house, their own cars, their bank accounts, personal accounts are all in jeopardy because this property is in their personal name. It is uber dangerous to put a property in your personal name, investment property. Now, of course, not your current residence. That's what you have liability insurance for. But investment property should be put in some type of entity. I am recommending an LLC. Now, let me state at the beginning of this treatise on LLCs that I am not an attorney. I will repeat, I am not an attorney. And one more time, I will repeat that I am not an attorney. One for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hey, you get that? Anyway, so you should seek the advice of an attorney. I am telling you based on experiential knowledge and what I've seen in the industry and deals that I've done that I recommend an LLC, a limited liability company. So an LLC is a limited liability company, and literally it does what the name says. It limits your liability for a business. It limits your liability for your company. And when you form an LLC, which is relatively easy in the state of Texas, I do recommend that you use an attorney to do so that is familiar with not only setting up LLCs, but really familiar with real estate transactions, and not all attorneys specialize in all types of things. The LLC limits your liability. So using the example that I just gave you, if something happened at that apartment complex and it was in the LLC, then only the assets of the LLC are in jeopardy, not your personal assets, assuming that you have kept the correct records and don't allow people to do what's called pierce the corporate veil. In other words, you had your regular membership meetings, you've kept documentation in the correct form, then only the assets of that LLC are liable for something that would happen on that particular site. And that's important. If you're going to own multiple properties, think about that. And then you have your retirement. You have all these other things in your personal name. You want to separate those. You want to literally asset protect those. And so setting up an LLC is hugely, hugely important. So why an LLC? Why a limited liability company? First and foremost, it creates a barrier to personal liability with one or more LLCs. So I have clients that will set up an LLC per transaction. So if they're buying 123 ABC Street, they'll set up an LLC when we do the contract, 123 ABC LLC. And the only thing that's held in that LLC is that particular property. And then when they buy 234 ABC Street, they set up an LLC called 234 ABC Street LLC, and so on and so forth. And so you have this barrier to protect your personal liability so that you don't have to worry about your personal assets, your personal money, your personal bank account being levied if you lose out on a suit. For some people, the second reason is it maximizes the anonymity in public records. Sometimes you don't want people in your business. And I said business on purpose. For those of you that are out there are English majors, I know it's business. But business, just for those, let me give a parenthetical reference. Sometimes in colloquialism in African-American, we have fun with words. And so business, it means you're really doing business. But I'm going to go back to the regularly scheduled program. I'm on it today, Mr. I'm telling you, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling I'm good. I'm back in the studio. So maximizing your anonymity in public records. Sometimes you don't want people, not sometimes, a lot of times you don't want people knowing what you own. And so by setting up 123 ABC Street, then, and that is the listed owner of a property, then we don't know, or people can't find out who owns that property. And that may be important to you from an asset protection standpoint, maybe important for you just from an anonymity standpoint. Maybe it's just important to you that you don't want people knowing the level of assets that you own. Are there ways to find out who the owners of the LLC are? Yes. Do I use those on a regular basis to be able to contact owners? I do. But that's just me and people in my industry. For the most part, though, it does create some level of anonymity. Another reason it is LLCs, according to some lawyers that I talked to, deters lawsuits and judgment creditors. In other words, if they see that an entity is owned by LLC, on average, they're less likely to sue. They're more likely to work it out. Doesn't mean that you won't get sued. In fact, there's no ever guarantee of that. But I can tell you that based on attorneys I've talked to, that it deters lawsuits and they know they can't get to you specifically. Now, as my favorite attorney always says, Natasha Gransberry, G. Berry, as I call her, she, shout out to G. Berry, by the way. I hope everything's good. I know she's doing the sports stuff and all this kind of stuff. And so she just, and she may be doing a podcast. Ooh, dun, dun, dun. We don't know. So anyway, I'm telling you, I'm feeling it today. I know I'm all this feel. I'm feeling it today. But as far as you can't, she always tells me you can't stop someone from suing you. Like, I just used to think, well, wait a minute, I'm a good guy and I do everything right. That doesn't stop anybody from suing you. And trust me, I found out recently that that is the case. I'm going to do a whole podcast on a case that I was involved in for the first time in my 20-year real estate career on another episode. But with that being said, even if you get sued plus your LLC gets sued, there are mechanisms in order that your attorney can do to possibly remove you from the suit and then include the LLC. So just remember, you with the LLC can deter lawsuits and judgment for creditors. But if you do get a lawsuit and a judgment happens, it's against the LLC and it's not against you personally. So again, it's just the assets of that particular LLC. And then in the event of a suit, you know, the resources, again, within that LLC are the only things that are liable. So those are some of the reasons that you use an LLC. The second question that I get, other than, hey, should I put this in my name or should I put it in the LLC, is, okay, I already have property, Kevin. I already have investment property. And so it's all in my personal name. Let's just say I have 10 single family homes. It's all in my name. Or let's say I have four small apartment complexes. It's all in my personal name. Oh my God, I'm listening to you right now and I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. I'm liable for all of this stuff. What do I do? So let me first say what I'm supposed to say. Seek the advice of an attorney. I'm, again, just giving you information based on what I've seen. My recommendation to you would be to deed those properties over to an LLC. Specifically, and again, this is really where you would need an attorney. Specifically, I would recommend a relatively new class of, at least in Texas, LLC called a series LLC, right? And a series LLC is basically for those of you that are looking at this on the video, imagine a pyramid, and at the very tip of the pyramid is Kevin Riles LLC, right? Kevin Riles LLC is at the very tip of the pyramid. And then coming down on the left-hand side is Kevin Riles LLC Series A, Series B, Series C, going from left to right, all the way to form the foundation of the pyramid. So with a series LLC, you have an overall entity, and then you have series A, B, C, D, and so on and so forth. And so what do series LLC allow you to do? You can have one LLC and one tax ID number, EIN number, so in other words, one tax return, but you can place individual properties in each series. So I could go Kevin Riles LLC, Series A owns my apartment complex. Kevin Riles LLC, Series B owns my other apartment complex. Kevin Riles LLC, Series C owns my single family, Series D, and so on and so forth. Or I could say Kevin Riles LLC, Series A, every multifamily property I want goes in that series. Kevin Riles LLC Series B, every single family property that I own goes in that series. And so what it does is each series acts as if it's its own LLC, right? And so if you're going to set up a LLC, I highly recommend you consulting an attorney about looking at a series LLC. Back to me telling you, yes, I think you should deed over your properties to your LLC. There are some considerations that you need to think about if you decide to do that. One of them, and one of the questions I always get is, well, wait a minute, my deed of trust, my loan, my mortgage on this property says that if I sell it or if the deed is transferred, the money is due, it's called a due on sales clause. In other words, my mortgage is due. Well, that is true. Most deeds say that. In fact, the Fannie Mae deed says that they have the right to call the note if you deed that property over. The key word is that is right. And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you what I've seen in practice. I have seen and had and done, this is one I've actually done, deeded over a property out of my own name into an entity name. All right. And I filed the deed. I actually literally filed the deed. So the ownership changed from Kevin Riles to an LLC. I kept paying the mortgage. In fact, the mortgage is on auto draft. Never heard from the lender, right? And I would tell you that for the most part, that is the case. I've talked to an attorney about this, and they basically say that the standard Fannie Mae deed prohibits nothing. It just says they have a right to. Most lenders are only really worried about whether you're paying the mortgage or not. So it's not correct to say that the transfer violates or breaches the due on sale clause. It just gives them the right to do that. Now, can they do it? Absolutely. But there are ways, attorney ways, to be able to protect yourself as far as that's concerned. But as long as you're paying the note, that's all really the lender is worried about. Now, I will tell you that you need to also seek the advice of a CPA, because if you deed over a property from yourself to an LLC, that can and most likely will initially have some level of tax consequence for yourself. So you need to seek the advice of a CPA. But even with that being said, I think it is prudent and very recommended that you put your properties in some type of entity to protect yourself. So to LLC or not to LLC, you should. What type of LLC? I recommend a series LLC, series A, series B, series C, series D, and so on and so forth. The other consideration in deeding properties over, or if you're in a situation where you're about to purchase a property and you want to put it in a series LLC, is because series LLC are relatively new to the Texas landscape. I think they only started doing them in 2009. Some banks say that they will not lend to a series LLC. And a lot of that is because they just don't simply understand a series LLC. So if you should decide to set up a LLC, a series LLC, and start using series A, series B, series C, and you're purchasing a property, make sure that you discuss that with your lender to say, hey, I'm going to set up Kevin Riles LLC, and I'm going to buy this property in series A, so that your lender is aware of that and you're not surprised at the very end saying, oh, well, we don't lend a series LLC. What lenders don't seem to understand is that each series basically acts and functions as its own LLC. So they still have the rights and protections that they would have, even if it was at the high level of the graph I just described, where it was at the Kevin Riles LLC level. So make sure that you understand and they understand what you are doing so that you can have those discussions up front. It's very important because you don't want to have to deed the property over again or possibly change the contract if you don't have to at the very end. So by the way, these transfers shouldn't be used or try to be used to try to defraud creditors. I think I've told you over many occasions that I list property for Chapter 7 bankruptcy trustee. And I've seen situations where right before someone files bankruptcy, they will deed a property over from themselves to an LLC as if to try to protect the asset from being involved in the bankruptcy. Well, I can tell you now, trustees look for that, and they go to court and do whatever the lawyer thing they're supposed to do to get those properties, and I end up listing them anyway. So this is not a mechanism as far as asset protection to try to hide and defraud creditors. It is an asset for asset protection for legitimate reasons as far as liability is concerned. So I just want to state that out there just for those of you that out there might be trying to figure out how to do that or know people that do that. So to LLC or not to LLC? Yes, LLC. What type of LLC? I recommend series LLC. But if you don't do a series or a series is too complicated or your lender doesn't lend to a series, that's fine. But I do recommend doing an LLC. I also recommend you getting that LLC its own tax identification number or EIN number, which is the employment identification number, so that you can file taxes on your own. Again, consult your CPA, because once you do that, you have to decide how you want that particular entity taxed. And so one day I'll have a CPA on here. We can talk about all those wonderful things as it pertains to taxes, because you don't want Uncle Sam in your life for doing crazy stuff. So, and then as it pertains to the property in terms of insurance and rents and things of that nature, all of those things are still applicable. So nothing changes from what you were doing when the property was in your name versus the LLC, other than you have some protection now for your personal assets. And by the way, if for whatever reason, if I want to do Kevin Riles LLC, but I don't want everybody knowing Kevin Riles LLC. I can do Kevin Riles LLC doing business as, Property Management Company Incorporated or whatever the case may be. So you still can do a DBA is my point with an LLC. So this week I'm back. I'm reunited with my Mr. Producer, reunited. It feels so good. And we're talking about LLCs. You should do an LLC. You should do a series LLC. Y'all notice how many times I'm telling y'all to do an LLC, and I'm repeating that because I feel that strongly about it. So if you have questions, as always, before I come to an end here, please email me, Kevin at KevinRilesCommercial.com. You can at me on Facebook. You can at me on Snapchat. You can at me on Twitter, all under my name as well. And just want to let you know I'm excited. I have some really good topics coming up. I have some good guests planned. I'm going to have my wife on. We're going to talk about marriage and entrepreneurship in upcoming weeks. And I'm probably have to step out the room and go cry and come back. But that's okay. I want y'all. This is for y'all. This is for you. All right. You can just tell I'm excited. I'm just talking. I'm just talking. So anyway, let me get out of here. Thank you for listening again. For those of you in your car, sorry if I blew out your speakers with my singing, but I know it sounds so good. I will see you guys next week. Hey, thanks for listening as always. Do you have questions about any of the topics I'm talking about? If you have questions, let me know. Email me at Kevin at KevinRiles.com. Again, that's Kevin at KevinRiles.com. I'm going to do a podcast just on the questions that you guys are sending to me. So feel free to send them to me. Again, that's Kevin at KevinRiles.com.